brought to you by Penguin. Into a Star by Puk Kvothrup, read by Alex Dunmore. Morten Nielsen, 1943. Night gathers all things near. A deafening silence in vastness. We walk together, hand in hand, into a star. 3 in the bed. 1 not yet born, another dead. And I'm alive. Someone has placed a sheet over us, electric candles around us. 2 men are standing at the foot of the bed, crying. Brother, they say, the word foreign on their lips. 2 parents are sitting hunched over beside us, turned grey by the night's events. She says something, cries. Then they're gone. I lie on my side, facing him. The sheet billows about my hip and comes to rest motionless over the contours of his body. It doesn't look right. He never lies on his back. He's been put like that, got ready, for me, for this. The bluish-white forehead, arms limp, naked, apart from a pair of baggy hospital trousers. It can't have been easy to get him into them. The plastic mattress protests as I attempt our usual embrace, one leg flung around him, one arm. But he's too heavy. I can't pull him into me. My stomach is in the way. Under the sheet it smells of resignation and feces, soap and rubbing alcohol. A swollen face that still bears the trace of the oxygen mask around his mouth. The rust-coloured freckles on his shoulder, even more pronounced against the now wax-like skin. I can just about make out a dark mass of dried blood in one nostril, the last of the reddest of reds that used to flow from every hole, every pinprick. I close my eyes and whisper that it's okay. We can just pretend we're at home in bed. Soon our son will wake up in his cot. And hey, listen, the gulls are squawking outside again. Remember last summer when a man came out onto his balcony one morning and shouted at them to fuck off? And we lay laughing in our double bed, our eyes still shut. My words turn to drivel on his skin. I fall silent, wishing I could fall into eternal sleep with him instead. But the chill of his body won't let me. The baby is awake again now, rolling around inside me, playfully pushing and kicking at his dad's body, his liveliness untimely. I caress the little triangle of chest hair, like I always do, but it doesn't feel the same. The cold drives me out from under the sheet, and the baby and I roll over and slide from the bed. My feet make contact with the floor. My socks are all bunched up. I take one last look at the round suction marks left by the heart monitor on his chest, like crop circles after UFO landings, at his lips, slightly parted, and I lean in for a kiss. A kiss that belongs only to me. I no longer know this body. He isn't here. He isn't here. 1. Our street lay in shade. I was almost home, but I couldn't get into the building. Locked out on an otherwise beautiful September morning. Everything from this point on would be otherwise. The trees had begun to let go of the year, deep reds, yellows, and crispy browns littering the ground. The ghost of a sun hung softly in the sky.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?